This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It was decided by the WHO in early 2021 to use the Greek alphabet as a means of naming the many COVID-19 variants that they somehow knew were coming down the pike. Delta wasn't the first alleged variant of COVID, and there have supposedly been 8 new variants since. Omicron is merely the next one chosen to stir up fear via the corporate-run media. Delta and Omicron may be the result of India and South Africa vying for independence over their own health protocols in October of 2020. But either way, they skipped 2 letters of the Greek alphabet, nu and g. The reason seems likely. They skipped nu because saying the new variant sounds exactly like saying the new variant. And the G variant sounds as if we are naming it after Xi Jinping, which would be fitting, but the WHO obviously isn't going to do that. So it ended up as Omicron, which is also interesting. Omicron is symbolized by the I. Anagrams of Omicron are moronic, which you would have to be if you were still going along with any of this, and oncomere. Oncomeres are small endogenous RNAs that regulate gene expression post-transcriptionally. They are part of the body's natural reaction to splicing and gene editing and are specifically associated with cancer. In 1963, the Italian film Omicron was released, about an alien taking over a person's body to recon the planet for a future invasion. Produced by Lux Films, which translates to Lucifer, the light bearer. In 2013, the film The Visitor from Planet Omicron was released, about a corrupt government that sends an alien to Earth to deliver a virus. If you add the word Delta, as in the other big media-hyped variant, then you have the anagram Media Control. This all reminds me of reverse speech, such as the famous Obama slogan, Yes, We Can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
That when played in reverse, sounds like, Thank you, Satan.
Thank you, Satan.
And when you play Omicron backwards, you get what some people are claiming sounds like lock him up. Omicron.
Knock him up. Knock him up.
As if referring to their psychopathic patsy, Anthony Fauci. Weird coincidence? Are we living in the Matrix? Or is it simply psyop voodoo trickery? Whatever it is, there is no escape from any of this madness until enough people wake up and say no. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
This report has been censored and taken off the web. It's available at Greg Reese's site on Band on Video.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We are here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune.
It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I...
We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Robert Barnes is in studio. He came to Texas to file the suit that he first broke here on air months ago before it even hit the news with a major FDA whistleblower that has also been interviewed by the British Medical Journal and confirmed that they suppressed evidence of massive adverse reactions and deaths and then passed on the data that had been filtered to the highest levels of the FDA. Well, a federal court ruled last week that they had to start releasing 500 pages a month of the hundreds of thousands of pages that they're saying will take 50-plus years to release now. So in a way, the court gave them what they wanted. They said, give us 50-plus years to release it, 55 years. They said, no, you got to start now, but it will actually take, strangely enough, 55 years. I've got the articles right here to do it. So in a way, they kind of... It's like in fables. You ask a genie for gold. You better ask for it 10 feet in front of you because it'll drop the ton of gold on top of you. So they said, let us wait 55 years. They said, okay, but you got to start now. Well, the first 30 pages came out, as many of you know, on Wednesday. Devastating information. Just hard to even believe. And we went over that in great detail. Finally, there's some news articles about it 2 days later. Do you think I'm excited that this broke on Wednesday, and that almost no one else covered it, made me physically ill. Finally, last night and today, a bunch of articles, finally. We'll show you some of those, but this is just earth-shaking. It makes me catch my breath. It makes me start having an anxiety attack, because we know that there's children everywhere with Obama and Fauci at the elementary schools helping inject the children with something that is so damn deadly. So it's very fortuitous that Barnes is here. There's been a new development with the Tennessee court. The courts are very active right now, so new info's come out of a better way to file. So he's filing next week now in this huge case with the whistleblower, but it's on record that's happening. But Barnes, wow, what a time to be alive. I mean, this is, if you wanted to be villains, Bill Gates and Fauci couldn't script something better where no matter what they do or how much censorship they pull, they are the new definition of the devil. They are the new Hitlers.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's extraordinary. And the kind of power that they're trying to assert, and the one thing that we're seeing that's good is we're seeing courts push back on the attempts to basically recreate an emergency exception of the Constitution. The old Weimar Constitution of Europe was considered the greatest Constitution of Europe at the time, yet it led to the rise of the Nazis, even though the Nazis never obtained majority support from the German public. When Hitler ran for president, he lost by 20-plus points. How did they seize power? They seized power because there was an emergency exception written into the Weimar Constitution. Well, the Biden administration is essentially trying to do the same thing. Write an emergency exception into the OSHA rules to mandate the vaccine. An emergency exception.
And slow down on this. This is important. Everybody's seen the Tom Cruise movie. It's very historically accurate. Valkyrie. They then tried to still use that emergency provision to get rid of Hitler. So Hitler used it to become a dictator with the Reichstag fire. And then the German high command, knowing that Germany was going to lose and tens of millions were going to die, which did, they tried to assassinate him using that plan, but it failed.
I mean, it's recognized now as the greatest problem with the Weimar Constitution and with any kind of constitutional government is if there's any emergency exception, you have no rights. You have
well,
no
that's
rights.
How third world countries always get overthrown.
Absolutely. And it's the old Mexican saying that, Constitution made of paper, blade made of steel. And the net effect of this has been that our Constitution deliberately chose to never have an emergency exception in it. Even though at the time of the founders, there were pandemics every other year during the Revolutionary Era, the reason why there was no pandemic exception is because there was no emergency exception, because any emergency exception would swallow the rule. But what has happened historically, governments have in the U.S. have tried to use emergency exception to do the detentions of people based on their ancestry in the case of the Korematsu case. Use it to do vaccinations under Jacobson, use it to do forced sterilization and eugenics in the 1920s. And the Biden administration has reopened that can of worms by trying to find everywhere in the law.
Let's be clear. They're taking old eugenics law that was the model from America for the Nazis and bring it back. And they're citing. You warned about Amy Comey Barrett when she was getting confirmed. She cited the damn case.
Yes.
The Nazis cited at Nuremberg saying, don't put us in prison. We have this case.
Exactly. I mean, the Jacobson decision was basically an exception to the constitutional rights and remedies that existed. It was used as the basis to do forced sterilization, then used as the basis to do forced detention camps. And what the Biden administration has done is they try to create, there's an emergency exception for OSHA safety rules. They use that to try to mandate the vaccine in that context. They claimed an emergency exception for
the CDC to grab all the housing.
Exactly. They use the emergency exception as well to claim that they could mandate through Medicare and Medicaid every health group in the country was going to have to mandate vaccines. Then they used, in fact, you look at the Safer Task Force Committee, there's a good case by the American First Legal Foundation they brought in D.C., where what has happened is they actually used a committee, the Safer Task Force for Coronavirus. You look at its legal origin, it's supposed to be a labor council for longshoremen. And they took the Labor Council for Longshoremen, converted it into the Safer Task Force to mandate vaccines on everybody. Then, last but not least, they're using the Emergency Use Authorization Statute, which was for release of a special immunizing or therapeutic drug if a biologic agent was released during war. They're using that same emergency.
They're using nuclear war, bio war, end of the world provisions.
Exactly. To now mandate the vaccine for children. And so the suit we are filing here in Texas that I talked to clients and they signed up this week to add to the suit is parents who are concerned of the misuse and abuse of emergency powers to inject their kids with an experimental drug that the kids don't need that is uniquely dangerous to the kids for a virus that is not.
So World War III, end of the world, breaking case of nuclear war, bio war. Emergency is being used here, and people need to know when they see Kramer on TV or they see all these people saying, let's just have the military go door to door. It's been done before. No, it hasn't. It was done in very select areas against poor people and black people and stuff like that, and it never got off the books, but people stopped doing it. So just because there's some evil-ass law still on the books doesn't mean we follow it.
The way to think of it is these are all martial law-type provisions. These are provisions meant to only break in case of emergency. And what's happening is here we are almost 3 years now into this, and they're still using the same emergency excuses for extraordinary legal provisions to mandate that people take whether it's the OSHA rule, whether it's the Medicare rule.
And obviously it was a permanent emergency. Now people get it. It's never going to stop.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because there's going to be a new variant every other 6 months.
Can you believe Germany says February 1st, forced injections begin?
Exactly.
Door to door. That's going to be explosive.
And it's going to be constant. All these people who got the vaccine who said, okay, at least it won't be a problem. Even Jordan Peterson said he made the mistake of getting it, thinking they'd finally leave him alone. Now they're going to be booster shots over. In fact, employers are now already starting to announce that to be fully vaccinated, you now have to go get your booster.
Oh, they've officially said a year and a half ago, Gates said, oh, this is every quarter you get a shot. It was always baked in.
It's going to be permanent. And then sooner or later, it's what else do they need to put in your body for the purposes of health or security or safety?
Well, they'd have the Omicron vaccines magically ready.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be constant. There's going to be new booster shots for each new variant. And even though it won't really work, they can't test it effectively to do so. And the data and information that's now coming out, we also are looking at suit for our whistleblower because they lied about where she worked. The people that she worked for claim she didn't work for them. And yet we have the emails, the documents, the British Medical Journal confirmed it.
There's a lot of fraud involved.
They're willing. Why would they go to such great lengths to pretend that this whistleblower blew the whistle on the complete lack of safety and efficacy in the vaccines for COVID-19? Why would they pretend she wasn't even working for the COVID-19 Pfizer clinical trials? I mean, unless...
Because this is what criminal organizations do. I mean, this is Lex Luthor crap.
It's because of what she knows is so damaging and so damning that they had to lie about her working there. So we're going to bring suit against the people there. And one of the PR... we're going to sue people individually who were part of it. So a lot of these publicists are used to being able to lie for their clients without individual consequence, and there needs to be individual consequences. So
what, we're going to go over this when we come back, but what do you make of the American Heart Association being censored by Twitter for saying, hey, there's an increased heart attack risk with Pfizer and Moderna on the label? They just pointed out there was a label, and they said, well, you're not allowed to scare people. So they don't want you reading the fine print. I mean, this is next level evil.
Well, that's one of the things we're adding to our suit, is really they are illegally violating the advertising rules. Both the Sesame Street did this. CDC.
You said that when you were on 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. And you look at the detail. I was going through all the different laws, and the laws require that they disclose this information. That anything that's any adverse side effects, it has to be disclosed in any advertising or promotion of any drug, period. And here the people violating these laws are the FDA and CDC themselves, because they're the ones putting out information about this vaccine that is mislabeled the vaccine. It's mislabeled as a vaccine in the first place. We're going to be challenging that as well and adding that to the system.
It's just a tissue of fraud.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Do you call something when every it's a giant, complex house of mirrors?
I mean, what webs we weave when first we set out to deceive.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're going to get into January 6th. We're going to get into this Ghislaine Maxwell case and how they're really controlling that. The judge said, nothing lewd or upsetting to the public can be seen. For the children to not hear about children being raped. We're going to cover it up and keep it to only a few people. That's coming up next segment. But Barnes, Twitter slaps unsafe label on American Heart Association mRNA vaccine warning. Our own Greg Reese's report showing the new variant garbage got censored by Vimeo, saying, the UN, the WHO says this isn't accurate. Just even if he was lying, which he's not, the UN's in charge? Is YouTube now presuming to be in charge of science? Big article on Infowars.com by the Brownstone Institute that details all of this and lays it all out. They are now big tech telling you what is science and what isn't. FDA expedites review process on Omicron vaccines and drugs. They're going to come up with whole new things, they claim. As soon as it's authorized, even by emergency, now you got to take it. As soon as Biden says, hey, it's authorized for children, the next day, your child has to take it. Manchin joins GOP effort to nix Biden's vaccine mandate for large businesses. That is good news. Manchin's getting better and better. InfoWars interviews Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on COVID tyranny. A big, exclusive, long, powerful interview with Robert Kennedy Jr., who I'm just really admiring, is doing such a great job under massive attack for telling the truth. He's really a champion. Need to pray for him. Big interview at band.video. Hope you share that. Legal victory. Court upholds Texas ban on school mask mandates. And so much more. Also, big news breaking over Gateway Pundit. More scientists and journalists exposing that all these studies indicate COVID-19 is a designed bioweapon with a toxic structure that may be replicated in vaccines. No, it's not maybe. It is. Daily Mail. AstraZeneca uncovers trigger of blood clots after its jab. They now admit it. And Biden unveils a plan to forcibly inject the world. That's here in America. Spanish investigation finds vaccine passports have no impact on infection rates. And look at these. Martial law in Germany. Merkel to enforce lockdown for unvaccinated. And they go on to report the articles. Horse injections start February 1st. Wow, we could be talking a lot about that. New York City mandates 5 and up take the shot. See, now they're authorized. Now they're mandated. Robert Barnes finished up getting into the suit you're now filing next week. Some of the other suits you're involved in. The big court battles that are happening, a lot of defeats for Big Pharma and the deep state. I think part of Omicron being released wasn't just a smokescreen. The CIA pedophile rings we'll cover next segment, but also to smokescreen all of this information coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, finally courts are stepping up because it's so excessive and so egregious and so over the top to say that you can have an emergency right to using the emergency controls of OSHA, which is supposed to be about something happens at a particular plant or in this context, like whether it's a bioweapon or something else.
A nuclear plant blows up, you can declare emergency in the area.
Exactly.
But you don't just declare an emergency because Fauci cooked a virus up.
Precisely. Or you have something go wrong in some place, a tornado hits a chemical factory, something like that. That's what the emergency rules are designed for. They haven't even used them in 30 plus years. And now they're using those to mandate a vaccine on over 100 million plus Americans. Then they take saying they have regulatory control over Medicare and Medicaid. The law specifically says you cannot use this to dictate terms of employment or try to practice medicine. And what do? They use it to dictate the terms of employment and try to practice medicine. Because that's what this is. Requiring someone to get a certain medical treatment is effectively the practice of medicine and has been considered as such. Part of a suit that's pending in South Carolina.
Exactly. It's like Biden's our doctor. Fauci's our doctor. Bill Gates is our doctor. They don't even see us. They just say, I don't care if you have immunity. You'll take this.
Exactly. And so the courts have finally stepped in and said no to that. The Fifth Circuit ruled it was invalid. The Sixth Circuit is considering it now for all the circuits. Then on top of that, the federal court in Louisiana said this didn't have any basis. And here's the other thing that's good about all these court cases. They're actually finally putting the test of evidence to the claims made by those who support a vaccine mandate. And what has happened throughout this entire pandemic, policy, public health interventions, is that when they face judicial scrutiny, when they face evidentiary scrutiny, they fail. And that's what happened. What the court mentioned in the Fifth Circuit case in OSHA, what the federal court in Louisiana mentioned, another federal court in Kentucky mentioned, another federal court in Missouri mentioned, what all of them are saying is when you look at the evidence, there is no evidence at all that vaccine mandates will reduce any level of transmission or of the virus. Due, in fact, to the variants and the existence of the variants, and the variants constantly escape these vaccines, as they always have. We've never had a successful coronavirus vaccine in over a century of trying. There's going to be no such success here. More courts are recognizing that the evidence doesn't even support the very thin predicate by which they've used these emergency powers to ram this down the American public. And now we're seeing additional examples of it. You go back to the advertising. I mean, what is FDA? FDA historically was a labeling agency. FDA was not a practicing medicine agency. It was supposed to be somebody to make sure that your green beans are actually green beans. It was back in the 19-teens and 1920s when people were mislabeling one kind of meat as another kind of meat.
It was there to verify that instead of somebody giving you corn syrup, it was really honey.
Exactly.
It was just to verify that what is in this container is what they say.
Precisely. What it never was supposed to be is
now, it's secret. You can't know. Oh, secret government agreements.
These aren't really scientists either. I mean, this is not some master super scientific super medical institution. That's not what they are. These are bureaucrats checking labels. But one of the things they are supposed to do is make sure the label matches the advertising. So what you're talking about there is when the American Medical Association simply points out what is required to be in the label and what is required to be in the label for these gene therapies disguised as vaccines is the risk of myocarditis, the risk of pericarditis, because it is so substantial, so substantiated, seen so repeatedly. We see it in athletes literally dropping dead around the world right in front of our eyes on camera or suffering severe health consequences live at a rate we've never seen before. And who is the biggest risk factor? Young men for these heart problems from these vaccines.
And just going back to what you were just talking about the American Heart Association and other U.S. senators being censored, saying, well, the WHO doesn't agree with that. Why don't the senators and the House members and the American Heart Association and others get mad as institutions and say, what is the UN doing saying the American Heart Association can't point out that on these vaccines there's been a warning? I mean, that's like, why can't the American Heart Association say blood's red? Well, blood's really red, but you're not the UN, so you're not allowed to say it.
What's amazing here is the law actually requires that to be disclosed. The law requires all of the side effects to be listed. The law requires all the risks to be
disclosed. So why such an insane hubris and arrogance? I mean,
well, because the truth will set ordinary people free, but the truth will be a problem for those people who are trying to force this down everybody's throat.
So this is all desperation. So why did they launch such a desperate operation? Because if I wanted to destroy myself, if I was the power structure, I would start a fight like this.
I think there's probably a lot of reasons for their motivation, but look at their history. Historically, nobody's meaningfully fought back. Historically, most people have folded.
So psychos always go too far. They always, in criminology, just...
And historically,
it's like when psychopaths call the police department up. I'm going to kill tonight. You can't stop me. They just get reckless and more reckless.
Completely. And historically, they have known that a lot of people around the world won't fight back. I mean, when the eugenics came through in the beginning of the 20th century, very few people fought back. Connie Buck didn't even have her own lawyer. It was a lawyer working for the other side in secret. So, I mean, the ordinary person, usually at Korematsu, a few people fought back and they lost. So the system is used to winning and prevailing under these circumstances.
So that's why, and they just see a bunch of people they think are weak, so why not kill us?
Exactly, just run them over. And they're used to it working, and they are surprised at the degree of pushback. And when they get pushback, what do? They become more and more desperate.
Like Hitler and his bombing campaign of England that turned the... We have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom, bet on InfoWars, bet on yourself, and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Very, very honored to be here. Robert Barnes riding the shotgun with me. I don't like to make myself the subject of the show. It's just the enemy always does that. It's all over the news. Here's the headline on a Gateway Pundit. January 6th committee chairman Benny Thompson says if you exercise your constitutional right by pleading the Fifth Amendment, you're guilty. That's coming up next hour because this affects all Americans. And in the civil suits run by the Democratic Party against this, they said we're defaulted. And that violates the Seventh Amendment completely on its face. So this is the real tyranny going on. And the incredible part is Owen Schroyer was never subpoenaed. Owen Schroyer was never deposed. He was deposed yesterday after he's defaulted. And how do you do that? No one's ever even heard of anything like this. They just do it, folks. And that's why if I go before that committee and tell the truth about what we did, it's all on video, it's all on record. We had a bunch of rallies in D.C. in the months preceding it. We went there to try to get them to have a 10-day investigation. And if I say the sky was, what color was the sky that day, Mr. Jones? Well, it was kind of gray and blue with some clouds and cold. Well, I thought the sky was purple. Way off at the edge in my binoculars, I could see a little purple spot. 5 years in prison, sonny boy. And so they've got ongoing criminal investigations hovering around this. We'll hit this next hour, but just a couple minutes on this, Barnes, and we'll get into the Ghislaine Maxwell cover-up and what's happening there on the new CIA child trafficking and where they admit it's going on. But what would you call this period? Just martial law?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's de facto martial law because it's using all the emergency powers. It's weaponizing the criminal justice process. I mean, right now, for example, they're going after everybody who did anything involving challenging the elections, including going after the lawyers. So, I mean, the story leaked. It's clearly a grand.
Oh, they're saying in these subpoenas that there's no attorney-client privilege.
Exactly. I mean, and they're doing a criminal grand jury investigation right now of everybody who donated money to Sidney Powell or to Defend the Republic or to General Flynn. I mean, that came out of the Washington Post, and it's coming clearly from the U.S. attorney circle.
And I think of the chilling effect there.
And this is why is D.C. the middle of this? Why is the Southern District of New York always in the middle of this? Why do these two offices have such control over people that don't? I mean, Sidney Powell lives in Texas. General Flynn isn't.
They're political commissars. They're black holes.
Exactly. I mean, they're nothing more than Soviet Stasi-style police and Soviet and Stasi-style prosecutors using the same methods and the same methodologies as those. I told people right now, for example, what January 6th defendant can get an impartial jury trial in the District of Columbia? That would be like expecting Martin Luther King to get a fair jury trial in front of an all-white jury in 1950s Birmingham. It's not going to happen. So it's the same problem. In fact, I mean, Richard Barris, to his credit, has done the polling data that substantiates this. People should be looking at moving to transfer various proceedings. But this illicit effort to comment on Fifth Amendment rights that you're seeing a congressman do is exactly what they tried to do in the Rittenhouse case. The prosecutor, Little Binger, tried to illicitly comment on Kyle asserting his Fifth Amendment rights prior to taking the stand, which was a patent violation. And as the judge, to his credit, said, was a violation of 50 years of law. And here you have a congressman doing the same thing.
Exactly. When the judge goes, hey, wait, you just probably crossed the line on one of the biggest violations you could do, claiming someone's a criminal if they declare their fifth. Did you just do that? Because I'll mistrial you right now. But because everybody knows you don't do that. So what do you make of him? We'll play it next hour on TV saying Alex Jones is a criminal if he declares the Fifth Amendment.
I mean, it's a patent violation of the Fifth Amendment. It's important to recognize the Fifth Amendment applies to everybody. So all government actors cannot illicitly comment on the Fifth Amendment. So this whole committee is a joke. This committee is not a legislative committee. It should have no power to subpoena anybody.
Well, that's right. The chairman of the committee really is like the circus master.
Not only that, I mean, there's a good letter in response by other lawyers to this same committee pointing out there's not even a ranking member properly appointed by Congress to even make a proper objection to. I remember when the Senate Intelligence Committee was investigating clients of mine, and I objected on various constitutional grounds. They ultimately backed off. That was a problematic committee in terms of their activity. This committee shouldn't even exist. It's made up by Congress not to do legislation, but to do political witch hunt activity.
And a few Republicans on the committee are neocon thoroughbreds.
Exactly. They're not appointed by the regular constitutional process by which Congress establishes its own rules. So these are illicit subpoenas, illicit summonses. This is an illicit attempt and now illicit commentary in violation of people's Fifth Amendment rights.
We'll hit it more next hour. You're just like me. We're getting into it now. But let's shift gears into Ghislaine Maxwell and that trial. And Comey's daughter's the prosecution. They're very narrow. I mean, you talk about the fix being in. They are, just like Epstein got his neck broken in three places, I mean, they are breaking America's neck right in front of us.
The whole goal of the prosecution has been to use this case to limit the scope of inquiry, to make sure key names like the Clintons and others were never brought up, to make sure that how Epstein got his money, which has never been explained, never comes up. Instead, that Robert Maxwell's name, the father of Ghislaine Maxwell, never comes up. The history of all the different intelligence agencies connected to her and her father and Epstein never come up. And in fact, that's what the prosecution has done. They're keeping it very limited. They're making it sound like the only person who ever victimized any of these individuals was just Epstein, not all of his pals and buddies.
Well, I forget the exact quote we covered a few days ago, but when the trial started, the judge said, anything that's lewd or bad or, you know, shocking will be covered up. I mean, she said, we're not going to let anything shocking come out. And well, I mean, you did this. They're raping children. They're running sex slavery. I mean, I'm sorry. Everybody gets to hear about it.
They're filming the trial inside the courtroom, but they're only allowing other people at the courthouse to watch that video trial. Why not let the entire world have public access to the trial to see what's really going on, to see what's really happening, to see what the evidence really is? They don't want that to happen.
I mean, isn't this judge, by doing this, who just got nominated by Schumer for appellate court? I mean, if you cover up something, don't you become a party to it?
Well, I mean, it goes back to, remember the Pentagon Papers case. Remember what happened? The federal judge, the Nixon administration, was secretly talking to him behind the scenes, saying they would make him head of the FBI or whatever else he wanted, as long as he made sure that he convicted Ellsberg. So is it really a coincidence that's right on the eve of this judge handling this trial, all of a sudden the Biden administration says, hey, we'll make you a prestigious Second Circuit judge? But after the trial is over, I mean, it looks like a quid pro quo.
And Ellsberg did the right thing because he's at the Pentagon, and they're going, the war is unwinnable, but we're going to keep doing it forever. And he goes, screw this. We're injecting children. We've got pedophiles running things. This is insane.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, here's what's amazing. How is it, given the tight ties between Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and these other people with the Epsteins, that Bill Gates' name has not come up at all, but Donald Trump's name has come up like five times? It tells you how the Southern District of New York's entire objective was to manipulate these proceedings so that key Democratic allies would not be exposed for their long history of misconduct and personal malfeasance in this precise space. And that's why this sex trafficking ring has stayed very limited, because the prosecution is manipulating the case to make sure the full evidence never comes out.
And let's go to this next point. Here it is. CIA covered up staff sex crimes against children. Child sex abusers of CIA avoided prosecution. Jeffrey Epstein visited the Clinton White House 17 times we know of, and now they've found 700-plus new FAA records that don't have Trump's name on it. And I'm not defending Trump, just they keep bringing him up at trial with no evidence when these guys were all there, including Bill Gates.
Exactly. The whole goal is to divert attention, to make this look like it was a limited deal, that it doesn't implicate or it has no ramifications for Wall Street people, for Bill Gates, for Bill Clinton, for a lot of Democratic key allies, Bill Richardson, other people that were known to be very tight to Epstein and involved with him.
And notice, while this whole critical preparation to end the dollar, bring us on this new currency, collapse the country, the trials right now to remind all the thousands that were part of the sex ring, hey, we could burn you anytime we want.
Right.
The trial's live right now.
Exactly. It's a reminder that they ultimately control it, that all these people work for them at some key level. Which, I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell knows that personally, because when her father was going to talk, he all of a sudden fell off a boat and drowned. So, I mean, his father was, I mean, her father was tied to the Soviets, to Mossad, to the CIA, to MI6.
And just look at all the Hollywood people on that plane.
I mean, it's just big name after big name after big name after big name. And yet somehow,
I'm really surprised Woody Allen's on there.
Yes, I mean, it's I can't get into it. There may have been records.
I'm saying a fox is in a hen house.
Yeah, exactly.
Woody Allen's on a pedophile plane? Come on, I don't believe that.
Or his ex. Remember the ex? What's her name? The famous actress. Her brother was a long pedophile.
It's all a bunch of sick freaks, man.
Once you're around Hollywood, you understand that culture is just sick at its core. But their ability to keep all this secret is impressive. To have a criminal prosecution that's a show trial that's mostly about what they're not showing.
Well, they've done a great job keeping it to like the 14, 15, 16-year-old young women who are little girls still. But, I mean, no, folks, they're strangling 5-year-old children to death from my research.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we got a Gateway Pundit article right here. I was asking Barnes what he would have hit next. It was this. January 6th, committee chairman Benny Thompson says if you exercise your constitutional right by pleading the fifth, you're guilty. And they're voting for another contempt charge against another person that's been subpoenaed, saying they want to put him in jail for years over that. On Wednesday, the sham committee, reading from the article, voted to hold former Trump DOJ official Jeffrey Clark in contempt for defying a subpoena. And here is a clip of what he said on Mr. Manow's show last night.
Illegal. And rather than be responsible and answer it, he's pleading the fifth. Now, the question is, did you participate in these illegal activities in the White House? As you know, he recommended a process by which the elections could be manipulated in certain states. Well, that's clearly illegal. But we need to hear from him whether or not he said it. We have reason to believe he did. But if he's of the opinion that if I come before the committee and acknowledge that, then I have contributed to the January 6th insurrection in part simply because I made a recommendation that ultimately led states to believe that they could overturn the election. Look at what went on in Arizona. Look what tried to go on in Michigan. Look at Georgia. We had the Secretary of State in Georgia basically say the president called me and tried to get me to somehow find enough votes to change the outcome of the election. Well, this is part of what we believe Mr. Clark knew about and part of his recommendation. That's why he needs to come before the committee. But if he's saying, okay, I'll come, but I'll plead the fifth, then in some instances, that says you're part and parcel guilty to what occurred.
Okay, so Robert Barnes is a constitutional lawyer looking at that. I mean, I'm literally in this guy's crosshairs. The idea, everything Trump did, Trump listed in the phone call, which they edited but later got released, all the evidence of the ballots they found and the fraud. He said, you know, you found that, show it. You just show the fraud. It's there. He didn't say go find it and make it up. He said it's there. Just show it. Now it's been vindicated in all those states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, on and on and on. We know that now. But to have him up there then saying, oh, questioning elections is illegal. We were there protesting for a 10-day Senate investigation in the Constitution that what Democrats 4 years before called for, Barnes.
Yeah. There's several problems. First of all, Congress has no constitutional authority to do what he's talking about. They have no constitutional authority to go around and act like they're the executive branch. This is the legislative branch trying to usurp the constitutional authority that is exclusive to the executive branch.
Just like they're doing on the presidential privilege, saying Trump should give his records over.
Absolutely. The only Congress can only do investigations and can only subpoena information and can only subpoena witnesses if it has a legislative purpose. In other words, it has to be for knowing where there's issues for the purposes of...
If the Congress passes a highway bill and they find out a bunch of it got stolen, they can subpoena the people.
Exactly. They could also do so if they wanted to pass a new law, for example, governing that process, then they could. Here, what he's admitting is that they're inquiring as to whether somebody made certain statements that could be used against them for criminal purposes. That is not the authority...
Oh, yeah, they got prosecutors all over TV, former and current, going... We're going to use this to find dirt on him to indict him. And you're like, oh, well, then just tell him. No, they'll say anything we say is criminal.
It is. They have no authority in the first place to exercise. Just because an agency has a summons or subpoena power, just because Congress has a subpoena power, doesn't mean they
this
can...
This is like Congress announcing offices all over the country for law enforcement.
Exactly, which is what they're doing.
When do they get a Praetorian Guard?
Precisely. I mean, Capitol Police has no business outside of the District of Columbia.
So it's a giant power grab.
Absolutely. They want a secret police, and now they want the authorities as if they were the grand jury. And now they want to be able to refer people for criminal...
So they're usurping all powers themselves that has a name. It's called dictator.
Absolutely. And it's a power that our Constitution deliberately, as the court in Louisiana just recently said the whole purpose of a tripartite method of government is that different branches of government handle those responsibilities accountable.
That's why our system is way superior than the parliamentary.
Absolutely. Is that no one branch of government, no one person within government has all of the powers of government. And that is being taken away by this committee. This is an illegal committee that was illicitly formed, illicitly under the rules of Congress itself, illicitly created, and is now using illicit power to subpoena people. It does not have the constitutional authority to subpoena in the first place.
And just to be clear, I'm not even a lawyer and I know all this. You're a well-known, renowned lawyer. This is like 2 + 2 = 4. This is like known set law. This isn't like some weird debate.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I dare anyone to go out there and find another special select committee created like this that looks indistinguishable from a grand jury whose subpoenas have ever been approved of by any court. They have occasionally tried to do this in the past, and each time the courts have stepped in and said, no, you have no constitutional authority to just go after an investigation.
And you've got the head of the committee suing Trump.
Exactly.
So how are you have the judge, he's the judge basically, or the jury foreman, grand jury.
All of it. He's the prosecutor.
How does he then a party to what he's doing?
He can't be, and that's the problem. And here he is saying he's going to do this solely for the purpose to find criminal information on people, solely for the purposes of referring them for criminal prosecution, none of which is supposed to be within his authority in the first place.
And by the way, he's prejudging as the judge, now that we have this legislative judiciary. We always hear about the judiciary legislating. We now have the legislation being the judges. He's saying they're guilty up front on TV.
And the only,
I mean, how the hell do you even go before such a monstrosity?
It's insanity. And the other problem is that the courts have not been proactive enough in allowing people to challenge these. So when the Senate Intelligence Committee was going after people for similar witch hunt reasons, but at least it was a legitimate committee. This committee was created in complete violation of Congress's own rules for creating committees. So this committee is itself constitutionally questionable, and its use of subpoena power completely outside of constitutional authority because it has no legislative purpose. Nothing about this has a legislative purpose. And they're trying to breach privileges, trying to breach attorney-client privileges, breach presidential privileges, breach executive privilege, and now they're trying to even breach the Fifth Amendment privilege by saying, if you assert it, we will lie about you and say it's a criminal admission to the world.
So what is this, just a gang raping of everything that's America?
At this point, it is. I mean, and the only question is, at what point do other parts of government step in? At what points do other people step in? At what points do people assert their remedies?
Well, Tucker Carlson says it's horrible. I mean, who else will stand up?
I mean, that's the problem. Too much of the institutional media is happy to see this happen because they want it to occur.
They think short term, they're defeating their enemy. Like if they said about some of my enemies, hey, let's go kill them, I would say no, because next I'll be killed. I mean, don't they get that?
Well, they don't. They don't have respect for the rule of law. They believe the ends justify the means. It's part of the whole left takeover of the
which is why the third world's the third world.
Exactly. Why
the end justifies the means creates North Korea.
Yes, I mean, it's why, you know, people are quoting various authors from the days of the Soviet Union because their understanding and description of the Soviet Union is more applicable and analogous.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Precisely. And because his explaining of that world makes more sense of our world.
Oh, you
than
read Gulag Archipelago. I was rereading it 2 weeks ago. It's so thick. I only read like 100 pages, but it's like, it's deja vu.
Well, exactly. I mean, they lie. They know they lie. We know they're lying. And yet they lie anyway because that's the point.
Yeah.
To prove that they can do so, to prove that you will not be able to resist and push back. And it's just going to require continued pushback in the court of public opinion, continue to push back in the court of law, continue to push back in the court of politics at every single level and layer we can, because this is a power grab that is historically for Americans unparalleled and unprecedented. And that's why it must be fought, because it's a threat to constitutional liberty itself, which is ultimately a threat, as you note, to everybody's liberty.
And that's what the gaslighting is. It'd be like if you came home and your wife acted like you weren't there, or your husband, and you're like, hey, I'm your husband, we have kids. The kids are like, hey, mommy, or daddy, and they're just not, but instead of not talking to you, they go, hello, I'm from Mars, I eat green snails for dinner, and none of it even makes sense.
Right.
It's like just a weird attack on reality.
Completely, because usually it works. I mean, from the old Broadway play, Gaslight, that, you know, created the term. It works to a great effectiveness. And they've seen this work. I mean, I was talking with some of the crew before this. It's like, you look at it, you know, terrorism, war, crime, none of these things got people to forfeit their liberties the way a scary virus has got people to do so.
I mean, it's invisible. It's perfect.
I mean, you're afraid of your own children. You're afraid of your own loved ones. You're afraid of your own
neighbors. Makes everybody the enemy.
Absolutely.
Including yourself.
Yes.
But only the big doctors up there, big pharma, they'll save us, though.
Exactly.
We can trust them.
Pope Fauci is the only one that is the rescuer and thus has all the power. And that's why it's going to keep continuing unabated.
What do we cover in the next hour, Robert Barnes?
It's the continued assault on the rule of law and rule of liberty in America that the only pushback has been ordinary people, but it's been a very successful pushback. So
that's right. We're going to cover it all and the conflict escalation paradigm in hour number three.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.